where you turn for breaking news and information. Mount Sterling and Winchester's home for classic hit country, WKYN. NBC News time is 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Former President Donald Trump is back in court today with all 12 jurors now seated in his criminal hush money trial in New York City. Michael Kastner has more.
Jury consists of 7 men and 5 women. Now 6 alternates must be selected. There's a possibility they'll be opening statements starting as soon as Monday.
The Republican-led House is advancing legislation to provide military assistance for Israel, Ukraine, and the Indo-Pacific. Lawmakers are expected to vote on 4 separate bills over the weekend after passing a critical threshold in the House Rules Committee Thursday with the help of Democrats. Texas Republican Michael Burgess urged colleagues to back the aid package.
Israel has been attacked. China talks menacingly about reunification with Taiwan. Ukraine is in crisis and is in need of our help to survive Russian aggression.
3 bills in the package would provide funding to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and a 4th includes sanctions on Iran, the seizure of frozen Russian sovereign assets, and a measure that could lead to a nationwide ban on TikTok. Iran has yet to indicate whether it plans to retaliate following reported Israeli airstrikes against a military base. Iranian state media says 3 small drones were intercepted and no significant damage was done. What's being described as a limited strike came in response to the more than 300 missiles and drones Iran launched at Israel last weekend. The NYPD says there was no violence or injuries during a pro-Palestinian protest at Columbia University yesterday. More than 100 demonstrators were issued summonses for trespassing. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the school's students have a proud history of protests, but they're not allowed to trespass. A near miss on a runway at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport is being investigated by the FAA. It happened yesterday morning when a plane crossed the runway as another was starting its takeoff. The planes, one a Southwest flight, the other JetBlue, were reportedly just 300 feet away from each other. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
This is WKYN Headline News.
Bluegrass Stockyards East, Route 60, Mount Sterling, has cattle sales every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and every fourth Friday. Also, they have special sales like herd dispersal and equipment sales. Whether you are a large or small stock owner, Jeff Kofer and Bluegrass Stockyards East will serve you the best. Give Jeff a call at 859-229-7587. That's Bluegrass Stockyards East in Mount Sterling, your best bet for cattle selling or buying.
Good Friday afternoon. It's the 19th day of April. Time now for news. Dan Manley reporting. There's a new law now that makes it possible for Kentucky to begin licensing businesses that want to participate in the state's medical marijuana program a few months sooner than previously allowed. Governor Andy Beshear signing House Bill 829 into law this week. And among other things, that bill moving up the timeline for cannabis business licensing from January the 1st of 2025 to July of 2024. The issue with January the 1st of 25 is that it's the same day when the medical marijuana program goes live in Kentucky. It would have made it impossible to have cannabis products ready for patients because businesses cannot start growing marijuana until they are licensed. Federal rules also require all of Kentucky's medical marijuana products to be made within the Commonwealth, so the state cannot bring external products in. Under the new regulations, businesses can begin applying for a cannabis business license beginning the first day of July through the 31st day of August. Then sometime in October, a lottery system will award an initial round of licenses to businesses competing to participate in the state's startup medical cannabis program. The state initially will issue 48 medical cannabis dispensary licenses divided among 11 regions. The goal is to ensure the shortest possible drive times for Kentuckians with qualifying health conditions. Each region allocated at least 4 dispensary licenses, and counties will be limited to 1 dispensary, with the exception of those that are home to Louisville and Lexington, which can have 2 licenses. Morehead State University's Space Science Department played a crucial role in the first landing of an uncrewed private spacecraft on the moon in February. The Intuitive Machines IM-1 mission launched February 15th, aiming to become the first private spacecraft on the moon. It was also the first time the United States had landed a spacecraft on the moon since the Apollo era of the 70s. In the final moments before touchdown, there were some tense moments as the Odysseus lander touched down. Controllers on Earth had trouble reestablishing communications. According to Dr. Ben Malfrus at Morehead State University, it was a bizarre, complex, crazy idea that just absolutely worked. Yeah, as NASA and Intuitive Machines teams tried to figure out how to get data from the lander after its expected touchdown, the Morehead State University space science team became critical. Malfrus, the executive director of the space science department, said the Intuitive Missions team, which owned the lander, was communicating with it using the Lunar Commercial Network. NASA was using its own deep space network. When the Odysseus lander touched down, it tipped over, interrupting connectivity. They think that one of the legs hit a rock, and so it was on its side at that time with the antennas not pointing to Earth, according to Chloe Hart, the lead ground operator and engineer at Morehead State University. Turns out the team at MSU had the capability to communicate on both networks. It just took a bit of coding, according to the people at MSU, with Morehead State bridging the communication gap between NASA and Intuitive Machines teams. They were finally able to receive data from the lander, a giant leap for the Eastern Kentucky Space Program at MSU. According to Congressman Hal Rogers, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said, Morehead State was the savior of our historic mission to the moon. The number of fatalities on Kentucky roads is on the rise. The city of Danville has put together a plan in hopes of reversing the trend in that area. The city is calling the plan the Vision Zero Safety Action Plan, with a goal of zero traffic deaths and serious injuries by 2050. The comprehensive plan mapped out all crashes across the city in 5 years between 2018 and 2022. Found in that time there were 6 traffic fatalities, 29 serious injuries, and almost 3,000 total crashes. Danville City Engineer Josh Morgan explained that in a small town, having just one serious accident can have a serious impact. The new plan addresses several problem areas in the city, including the Danville Bypass, which will be the town's priority. Recommendations range from crosswalk visibility enhancements to protect pedestrians to slowing roadway traffic or improving turn visibility. The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet's Office of Highway Safety recently released data showing that the number of highway fatalities in the state in 2023 reached its highest level since 2016. We'll have more coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Josh Wright, Assistant Branch Manager at First National Bank in Morehead. With tax season here, it's a great time to start a checking or savings account or use your refund as a down payment for a new car or home. No loan is too small or too big. Whether it's personal or business, First National can satisfy any of your banking needs. Stop by and see us. Let us show you why First National Bank is the bank for you. We've been serving this area since 1902, and we would love for you to be a part of our rich history. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Arnett Trailer Sales in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're looking for cattle trailers, horse trailers, four-wheeler trailers, and more. Whatever you need, Bobby Arnett has it or can get it. Need a truck bed? Arnett's has all sizes and styles available, including CM utility box beds and several CMC beds in stock. Trailer parts, service, and so much more at Arnett Trailer Sales, 7401 Indian Mound Drive, Mount Sterling, your authorized Featherlight dealer. ArnettsTrailers.com. That's ArnettsTrailers.com.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There's a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Need a checkup? Choose primary care that's a fit for the whole family. Clark Regional Medical Center offers primary care for all ages with checkups, vaccinations, and preventative screenings from experienced providers. Every patient is unique, so Clark works closely with you and your loved ones to get you the medical care that fits your needs. Choose primary care at Clark Regional Medical Center. Choose well. To find a provider, call 888-847-3627.
In sports news, Reed Shepard, the consensus national freshman of the year last season in college basketball, is entering the NBA draft and will not be coming back to UK. Player making the announcement in a video social media post yesterday. Shepard, son of former Wildcat Stacy and Jeff, played in all 33 games this past season, averaged 12.5 points per game while shooting a team best 52.1% from three-point range. The former North Laurel star projected as a lottery pick in the upcoming NBA draft. He is foregoing his remaining college eligibility. Shepard said in the video, quote, "I'm so thankful to wear the blue and white jersey," unquote. Shepard said it's his dream to play in the National Basketball Association. Meanwhile, Kenny Payne and John Calipari will once again share a sideline. Calipari has hired Payne, former Kentucky assistant, as Arkansas's associate head coach. Payne spent the past two seasons as the head coach of the University of Louisville, fired after two consecutive losing seasons. Payne and Calipari worked together for 10 seasons at the University of Kentucky. Morehead State's men's basketball program welcomed home Jonathan Maddox yesterday morning as the program's 15th head coach. Maddox began his career at MSU in 2013 as a graduate manager, where he would work his way up to associate head coach in the 2021 season. He helped catapult the program's success in 2020 when the Eagles won their first OVC tournament championship in 10 years, spent the last couple of seasons as an associate head coach at Murray State University. Maddox will have big shoes to fill under former head coach Preston Spradlin, who finished as the third winningest head men's basketball coach in Morehead State University history. The University of Kentucky women's basketball program inked four players to its incoming class. Head coach Kenny Brooks announcing yesterday, 6'7 center Clara Silva, 6'2 guard Lexi Blue, 6'1 guard Tana Becker, all joining the program as freshmen, and Amelia Hassett, a 6'3 forward from Eastern Florida State College, will be a junior for the upcoming season. College baseball, the University of Kentucky, the third-ranked team in the nation at this point, they're going to play host to number 2 Tennessee in a weekend series that gets underway tonight. Major League Baseball, from yesterday, it was a short schedule. The Giants beat the Diamondbacks 5-0, Rays over the Angels 2-1, Rangers 9, the Tigers 7, and the Guardians beat the Red Sox 5-4. Reds, after losing 3 in a row to Seattle, they come home tonight to host the Angels, a 6:40 first pitch, as that game can be heard on 96.3 FM coming up this evening. The Reds beginning a weekend series against the California Angels. High school baseball action from yesterday. They played the Doc Morris Invitational event yesterday with a number of games, and a few of those included Bishop Rosser beating Bellevue 18-17, Campbell County over Cooper by a score of 3-2. Other action, it was Bath County over Paris 9-1. Boyd County topped Greenup County 16-3 in six innings. It was Bracken County 9 and Ludlow 7. Montgomery County fell behind 7-0 to West Carter, came back to win 12-7 in a game you heard on 1150 and 106.9 FM. Mason County 2 and Fleming County 1. Russell down to Ashland Blazer 7-2. And Nicholas County over Bourbon County 6-5. Among the games on the high school baseball schedule for today, as the Doc Morris Invitational continues, it'll be the Round County Vikings taking on the Lafayette Generals. Round County at 16-3 going into that game. Fast pitch softball from yesterday, Clark County over Berea 16-0 in three innings. Ashland beat Lewis County 10-0. Montgomery County got a victory over Paris 16-1 in three innings. In softball action today, Bath County playing in the Kentucky 2A state tournament. Eight teams involved in the event that's taking place down in Owensboro. And it's Bath County meeting Nelson County today. That's a 3 o'clock start local time, 2 o'clock there central time in Owensboro. And you'll be able to hear the game on 97.7 FM. They'll come back and play a second game either at 5 or 7, depending on whether they win or lose in this double elimination tournament. Also in softball action coming up this evening, Harrison County is playing in that same event in the 2A state tournament. Montgomery County playing host to Boyd County tonight. You'll hear that game on 1150 and 106.9 FM coming up this evening. Turning to the weather, we get a 30% chance of a shower today with a high of 67, partly cloudy and 42 overnight. Sunshine, just 61 for your high on Saturday. Then for Sunday, partly sunny, a high of 57. And Monday, sunshine and 63 degrees. That's a look at sports and weather. We'll have more after this.
The Montgomery County Health Department wants you to know April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. When you see blue pinwheels out in the community, they are a symbol of the playfulness of childhood and are worthy of protection. If you see something, say something, because it could save a life. The hotline to report child abuse for Kentucky is toll-free, 877-KY-SAFE-1. That's 877-597-2331. For more information, visit the Montgomery County Health Department website or Facebook page. There's no excuse for child abuse.
For every job on your farm, McCormick has just the right tractor to help you do it. Rugged, comfortable, dependable, powerful, versatile, you name it. You'll find it in the new McCormick X-Series tractors ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower and your choice of features and technology. McCormick has a tractor to fit your needs. Come by Amberge's Farm Machinery, your McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, or call 859-498-1113 or AmbergesFarmMachinery.com. McCormick and Amberge's Farm Machinery, a combination that can't be beat.
A perfect meal starts with premium strips at Lee's Famous Recipe in Mount Sterling. Three chicken breast strips, a dipping sauce, two individual sides, and a biscuit for $8.99 plus tax. Trade a big crowd to the best for last at Lee's. 16-piece classic chicken, four large sides, and eight biscuits. It feeds eight people for one great low price. And gift cards are always a good choice. When it comes to chicken, some are well-known, but only one is famous. Lee's Famous Recipe, 205 Evans Avenue, Mount Sterling.
Donna's Bookkeeping and Tax Service can make your bookkeeping and tax preparation needs simple and stress-free. They understand how confusing payroll and tax returns can be, and they've got 60 years of collective experience your family and business needs. Call 859-498-9535 to find out about affordable bookkeeping and tax services. Donna's Bookkeeping and Tax Service, 859-498-9535. Conveniently located at 420 West Main Street in Mount Sterling. New owners, Mitchell and Nicole Douglas Blevins.
Let Carrier and Comfort Air provide the ultimate in home comfort. The new Carrier Infinity system delivers premium heating and cooling performance, occupancy-based temperature control and zoning capabilities, innovative filtration for healthy air, and over-the-air software updates that help optimize performance. Comfort Air Heating and Cooling in Mount Sterling. Call 859-203-4899 or comfortairky.com.
There'll be an Earth Day celebration on Saturday at Legacy Grove Park in Winchester. The event runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Interactive booths from 16 community partners will be there with live music, tree giveaways, and free food. That's Saturday at Legacy Grove Park. Hot Rods for History. The Clark County Winchester Heritage Commission is hosting an event on Saturday from 12 to 5 at the Robert D. Campbell Jr. High School on Boonesboro Road. Dash plaques for the first 30 cars, trophies for the top cars, raffles, and a 50-50 auction will be done. $20 registration fee to show. A registration closes at 4 p.m. If you need any information, contact 859-749-3174. Palmer Engineering will be the site of a blood drive next Wednesday, 9 to 11 a.m. That's at 400 Shoppers Drive. The Kentucky Blood Center Bloodmobile will be on hand to take your blood donations. Also a blood drive at Brooks Place in Winchester. That's Thursday of next week from noon to 4 p.m. Don't forget, Thursday, May 2nd is the National Day of Prayer, special event coming up at noon at the Clark County Courthouse. That's news for this Friday, the 19th day of April. I'm Dan Manley reporting.
Cars,
trucks, SUVs, new and used, we've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Lonnie Pendleton, at Dutch Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Time now for the Paris Stockyards recap with a look at who sold and what sold at the Paris Stockyards yesterday. And here's your host, Tim Smith.
Here's Marshall Tingle with the Paris Stockyards.
Hey, we had a great day at Paris Stockyards yesterday. This weather held off and the cattle sure enough came to town. We sold 2,430 head of cattle yesterday through the barn. Let me tell you, this market seems like it's on the rise. You saw a little bit of spottiness on your lighter weight heifers, your lighter weight steer cattle under 500 pounds, but the balance is on the rise. We're going to sell your lightweight steers under 500 pounds, steady to some instances $2 lower. Now, once you got over 500 pounds, they were $2 to $4 higher. Your heifers, $2 to $4 higher across the board. Your weigh cows were up steady to $2, and your slaughter bulls, $2 to $4 higher, and we had a $1.89.5 man that stole the show. Now, as far as these steer cattle, your three-weight steer cattle, won't call them a top at $382.5. Your four-weight steer cattle, $290 to $330. They topped off at $355. Five-weight steer cattle, $280 to $305. They topped off at $320. Your six-weight steer cattle, $270 to $3. They topped at $310. Now, as far as your heifers, your 300-pound heifers, $290 to $320. They topped off at $335. Your four-weight heifer cattle, $270 to $3. They topped at $307. Five-weight heifer cattle, $242 to $272. They topped off at $285. And your six-weight heifer cattle topped off at $251. Like I said, cows were up. Top selling weight cow yesterday at $1.38. Top selling bull, $1.89.5. Now, we did have those advertised bred cows. Top selling bred cow, $21.75. Your top selling pair yesterday, $24.50. But check out these groups. Several groups of cattle yesterday. Here's some steers. Here's 24 head of steers. These are all black. 509 pounds on the average at $310. Go a little heavier, 37 head of steers. These are all blacks as well, 754 pounds on the average, $253.50. And they close off with some really nice nine weights, 58 head. These are all blacks, weigh 905 on the average at 220 flat. But check this out. We normally don't talk about bulls, but here's a set of bulls. Here's 20 head of bulls, 545 pounds on the average, all blacks at $299.50. And then your heifer market, you know it's always strong at Paris. Here's 32 head of heifers, 475 pounds on the average. These are all black heifers at $295. Go a little heavier, 50 head of them. 548 on the average. These are mixed black Charolais and sprinkling the color to them. 281.50. 91 head of five weights, weighed 572. These are all black heifers at 268.50. Then go on up here. Here's some mixed heifers to be 80 head of these, 659 pounds on the average mixed up, 248.50. And then 73 head of seven weight heifers, weighed 714. Blacks and Charolais crosses at 235. So as you can see, this market's on the rise. But we've been extremely busy at Paris Stockyards. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who's participated in all of our special sales. We had our special breeding sale there last Saturday. Great turnout, great market. We had our sheep sale Tuesday. We had the grass time partner sale on Monday. Just want to say thank you to everybody who came out, consigned, and supported the market on that. Thank you so much. But as always, on behalf of myself and everyone at Paris Stockyards, we just want to say thank you for your business. We truly are farmers doing business with farmers. If there's anything we can do to help your livestock marketing needs, we sure would love to help you out.
Get the complete report from the Paris Stockyards following the 6, 7, and 8 o'clock news Monday. And then join us here next Friday following the noon news for the Paris Stockyards recap report on WKYN 107.7 FM.
Just a swingin'. Just a swingin'.